More than 50% of the state is currently seeing drought conditions. That's up from only about 1.5% 3 months ago. And Assistant State Climatologist Mary Knapp says the outlook for the next 3 months isn't much better.
It's looking very similar to last winter, where we were very dry through the winter and then we got wet in April and May.
She says if that's the case, spring crops won't be too affected, but
whether that rain will return in time to benefit the winter wheat is a bigger question.
Knapp says winter wheat is also being threatened by the recent periods of extreme cold. Kansas is the largest producer of winter wheat in the U.S. and produces between 280 and 460 million bushels every year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett.